So it's Monday the 24th of August, and it's the penultimate day of my trip to Crete. I return back to the UK tomorrow at around midday, and yeah, it's been fantastic, absolutely fantastic, proper chilled out after the nightmare of the last 6 months with work. Just to get away from it and sort of dropped into an alien sort of culture has been fantastic. It really has sort of made me, you know, recharge and feel ready to sort of take on the world again and get back home. After the fiasco with my passport the other day, passport, and not being able to come out and losing a couple of days, I think to myself, well, yeah, that was a pain, but at least I got to go up to Peterborough, which was nice. But having said that, also, I'm ready to go home now. 10 days seems to be just about right. I think 14 days, I'd probably be chomping at the bit to get back. I know I'm running up a massive phone bill while I'm out here. It's probably going to cost me as much as a flight when I get back home. So that's going to be interesting to see what that is, and plan to dissect it and work out exactly by just going back through my emails. I'm going to determine how much of my emails have been spam emails, you know, so and so following you on this, following you on that, you know, stuff which I don't need to receive, which I don't care for when I'm back home. I don't think anything of it, but suddenly when you're paying for that data, it can start churning up. I think the ratio for incoming outgoing data whilst I've been out here has been something like 80-20, the whatever ratio that is, the golden ratio, like 80% incoming stuff, which is like not just emails, it's like Twitter spam and Tumblr spam and Facebook spam. You know, I realised actually whilst I've been out here how little interest I've got in a lot of things which I expose myself to through following people or following old friends from school who really I wasn't particularly friends with in the first place. And the popularity contest, which Facebook's become, really doesn't interest me anymore. And Twitter, I'm still really into. I really like, you know, I didn't mind following a couple of quirky characters, but when you're getting all these emails saying I've just given you peace and love, send it back and tell your friends and all this sort of stuff, or come join my mafia clan and all that crap, you really question, you know, whether you're getting what you want out of the service. But anyway, that's nothing really to go on about at the moment. I just want to enjoy the last day of the sun and just hear up looking out over the mountains, well, across the valley in Humeri, which, it's a great, fantastic location. I hope you can hear it. I'm going to just go quiet now for the last couple of seconds. I hope you can hear these cowbells. Well, it's not cowbells, the goats. A couple of mornings I've come out on this little track, which is away from the town, and it's looking out across this beautiful, spectacular view. And I've been taking photos, I've been doing a bit of video work for a runcast, which I'm going to produce when I get back. But the thing being is, the first thing in the morning when the sun's just about come up, so it's like 6 in the morning, you hear these noises, the cowbells and that, and it's really quite scary because you think to yourself, there's someone I'm walking along with them. There's someone out there. Where are they? And you can't gauge. The noise is bouncing around all over the place. And you're thinking someone's going to come around the corner any second now. I won't be able to speak to them. And they're going to ask me what I'm doing on their land. And they've probably got a gun or some sort of weapon. And you get all nervous. And then you realise, no, it's just some sheep. And you feel all right then. Anyway, I've got to go. Bye-bye.